Morning at 295 North at Dunn Avenue. There's been a crash. We're seeing backup. The cars involved are on the left inside emergency lane. And 10 East at 95, another wreck there. You'll see it on the right on the Buckman Bridge going into Orange Park this morning northbound. Here is another collision. Sunny today, a high of 86. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Right now, it's 69 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Governor DeSantis splits from his party and vetoes a bill dealing with local control. Several states pushing for more abortion restrictions may end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. And today, voters go to the polls in Jacksonville for city council races.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
I am your humble host, Ed Dean. 3 minutes after 8 a.m., another hour to go, along with my good buddy Roger Henderson at 831-0600. How many of y'all are voting in local elections today? Question is, are you voting straight Republican? Why are you voting straight Republican? I want to put you on the spot. Are you doing split party? We actually have some Republicans going, I'm not voting for that Republican.
Or maybe you're voting straight Democrat.
Yeah, you're voting straight Democrat. And how many are not voting? How many of y'all are saying, man, this person just doesn't resonate with me. None of these people do, and I'm sitting home. Want to hear what your view is. 831-0600. I'm your host, Ed Dean. Let's get to some of the big national news before we get to some state and local news as well. Democrats are a little concerned that many of these restrictive pro-life, or should we say restrictive abortion regulations that are coming now into place, as you saw what happened up in New York and Virginia, all the way up to the right there at the birth, where guess what? You can kill the unborn baby out there. Several states like Georgia and others like Florida promoting this as well, and other southern states are trying to push measures, Roger, that would guarantee the sanctity of life. But the question is the U.S. Supreme Court ready to hear these decisions? As you know, those of Planned Parenthood and NARAL and other pro-choice groups will take them to the U.S. Supreme Court. According to CBS legal correspondent Jan Crawford, she says maybe not right away.
If the Supreme Court takes up an abortion case, what are the chances they could overturn Roe versus Wade?
Well, I mean, let's get that out of the way right out the front. I mean, I think it's very, very slim that this new conservative Supreme Court is going to overturn Roe versus Wade at this point.
Now, wait a second. I thought I was told with Kavanaugh coming in that this was going to happen overnight. This is the reason why he was going to end Roe versus Wade. And this is the reason why he should not be confirmed.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think they're afraid with every new appointment coming from Donald Trump. And they're frank with you, there could be more coming down the pike.
Yeah.
Restrictions will make it to the Supreme Court.
Well, see, and I mean, that's the thing. They are so at odds. They're so restrictive with Supreme Court precedent that they're getting struck down in the lower courts. Courts are blocking them from even taking effect. And then when the lower courts look at them and then look at the Supreme Court precedent, Roe versus Wade, a 1992 decision, Pennsylvania versus Casey, that Casey decision, they're striking them down. So these laws may not ever even get to the Supreme Court.
Now, the question I've always asked, and this was, believe it or not, asked on The View with Joy Behar and even Meghan McCain. She said, well, wait, Joy Behar says, wait a second. Why do all these men, by the way, you do folks, many of you do know that when you look at pro-life causes and things, they're not run by men. They're run by women. A lot of votes are run by women who happen to be pro-life. But Joy Behar says, why is it that men are trying to drive women back 50, 70 years back into the past?
Why are men having such a war against women? Why is the Republican Party trying to set women back 50 years or 75 years? Why do they want us to go back to the kitchen barefoot and pregnant? Why? What are they so threatened by?
It's not what I want. It's a difference of the way you view life. If you believe it starts at conception or if you believe that it doesn't. For me, I believe that life starts at conception.
But they want to regulate my body. Why don't they regulate guns, for example? They don't.
Now, this is where it gets into a little more of an interesting conversation. I think Meghan McCain is very smart. She says, wait a second. The left says that we should believe in science. And science tells us that we have to address the climate and the climate change. And McCain says, well, if you believe in science, do you not believe that science shows that a baby's right at conception, and then also when it comes out to a beating heart, that it's life?
do that. It's the same people.
I think what we need to do on this conversation is I'd like to see much more doctors and medical experts involved. Yeah.
Get it out of
science,
politics.
By the way, overwhelmingly shows that life does start at conception. The science backs it. And people, liberals always want to believe science when it comes to climate change and things like that. When it comes to life,
that is your belief.
So like me, who would agree with Megan that because I am pro-life by faith, I certainly also believe life begins at conception. I only believe in I'm against abortion. I believe in pro-life, but I also am against the death penalty. I also believe in gun control.
That's one of the other hosts, Sunny Hostin, who is she says, hey, because of my faith, I am pro-life, but she says I oppose the death penalty. Here's a question. Can you be pro-life and be opposed to the death penalty? That's a question for those of you out there listening. By the way, can you be pro-life and be pro-gun control? Yes. Who says you have to be monolithic?
Yeah.
Who says you have to be 100% that way? That's the case that some may ask when it comes to that situation. Billionaire Mark Cuban says this whole term, capitalism, socialism. Socialism, he says, yeah, it's a trigger word to use for maybe those on the right, but listen to why is Bernie Sanders using
people
it?
Truly understand what socialism is when they talk about socialism, whether it's Bernie Sanders, whether it's AOC. I think they recognize that it's a trigger word. And they use it just to get people all riled up as opposed to really being socialists. I mean, Bernie Sanders just released a book and was all excited about making $1 million. More power to him.
Yeah, I hope some people ask him more of that question. When it comes to the issue, there's a voting in prison. I've actually received emails and interesting conversation about this because there's a new Quinnipiac poll out that says that while Bernie Sanders, when asked this, asked the question about whether or not, remember a few weeks back when should people be able, are you ready for this? Should people be able to vote in prison?
Does this mean that you would support enfranchising people like the Boston Marathon bomber, a convicted terrorist and murderer?
If somebody commits a serious crime, sexual assault, murder, they're going to be punished. But I think the right to vote is inherent to our democracy. Yes, even for terrible people.
Maybe you should have a gun hanging out with him in prison because that has a constitutional right unless you used it in an act of violence or against the law.
Good point.
But here's the question, because Quinnipiac poll says it's 65%, even in the Democratic Party, have a problem with this. People voting in prison, 65% of the population opposes this, but 35% of voters support it. That kind of makes me a little bit nervous. So I posed the question, because I'm actually received some conversation on both sides about this today and with some friends as well, that what if, for example, for all you liberals out there, tell me why you think prisoners should have the right to vote in prison. I'm all open for that. But on the other side, I actually have the question that I posed earlier is that if you're the Tim Robbins in the movie The Shawshank Redemption, one of my favorite movies, and you're helping people learn to read, write, speak, to understand the English language, to properly speak the English language. You're helping them graduate, get their GED. Let's go a little bit further. Let's say that that individual, he or she, are in prison. And they didn't come in a major felony. A felony, Roger. But they're serving 10, 15 years. But they've given their life to God. They're doing a betterment to society. They're a role model in prison. Why shouldn't they have the right to vote? Because you do have certain privileges over others in prison. But if they change their life and they can't get out for 15 years, but they're doing the good Lord's work, and they go to church. Well, they're not going to church, but they're
chapel.
They have their own chapel in prison.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't they have the right to vote, Roger, in prison?
You know what? It just doesn't seem like they should have the right to vote as long as they're locked up and behind bars when they get out and they serve their sentences. Maybe that's a different thing altogether, but you know, I just don't think that, you know, they're still serving time. And it's an unfair type of advantage situation because if you let prisoners vote, then you have a 100% voter turnout. You have Duval County runoff elections. You only have 10% voter turnout.
And you got those in Orlando going on elections this week in Tampa and everybody else. Yeah.
Having the prison population control city government.
Here's Governor Ron DeSantis decides that he's not agreeing with members of his own party. Some may agree or disagree with him. Certain cities like Sanibel, Fort Myers, Miami Beach have enacted ordinances. They put into place ordinances prohibiting using plastic straws. Like, you want to slurp your coffee, or who slurps coffee through a straw, or your Coke or whatever. So the Republicans say, well, you know what? We think the cities are too liberal by banning plastic straws. We don't think you should be telling businesses what to do. This was a bill passed by the Republicans in the state legislature, and Governor Ron DeSantis veto the bill. He says, under certain circumstances, the state should simply allow local communities to address the issue through the political process. Citizens who oppose plastic straw ordinances can seek recourse by electing people who share their views.
They are considering a statewide ban on not just plastic straws, but also plastic bags and even styrofoam cups and food containers at all retailers and restaurants.
And many states want to adopt that. That's Brian Yenis from Fox News. So banning plastic straws in your local area. So here's the question I'd like to ask you. You've got a local school board, a local city council, a local county commission. It doesn't matter if it's a red or blue county here in Florida. And they're run by liberals. Man, they're raising my taxes. They've got much more stronger code enforcement laws, Roger. Man, they're banning plastic straws. It's going to hurt my... But if the state legislature can be my final recourse, should we allow the state to override local control? What do you think, Raj?
I don't know. We have a state government for a reason. We have a local government for a reason. I think that, whatever the governor feels like he needs to do, let him veto it.
Well, but if it's a local bill, but the local bill is a little bit more liberal, but I like school choice. Well, excuse me, Ed, my local school board won't give me charter schools or school choice. But if I leave it to the state, because the state's right now run by Republicans for the most part, they will oversee it. My question is what happens when the Democrats get in power and they won't adopt any of these conservative measures? Now you're going to be wanting them on local area. Is the governor right or wrong on this issue? Should he ban that? Should he veto it? Or should we leave it to local municipalities to decide? Or do the Republicans know better? That is an interesting question that we posed today. Also, the prison vote. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. 831-0600. So I want to take some calls right now. We got local elections today. Are you voting straight party line? Are you voting for the Republican, voting for the Democrats? I won't challenge you in the reasons why. I'll ask you, why are you voting straight party lines? We had a couple of calls. People say, I'm not voting for all the Republicans. I'm going to vote for, I'm not voting actually for the Democrat, but I'm not voting for the Republican. But I'm voting for the other two Republicans, or I'm voting for the Democrats. Some of you may not be voting at all. Why is that? I'd like to hear from you. Who are you voting for? And I want to know why. 831-0600. And the prison vote. If there's a model citizen, and I preface this, they go to church, they're born again, they see the light, no road to Damascus, they had one within prison. The Shawshank Redemption, where everybody's innocent, Roger. Great movie, by the way. And they're helping people get their GED. They're helping people obtain a college degree, and they're having chapel. Should those people, should they be given an exemption? Should they be able to vote in prison because they're becoming model prisoners? Why not? 831-0600. Keith, thank you for waiting. You've got the floor. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just want to say just a few things. One, my reason for voting, I think we all should vote because if we don't vote in our local election, we can't worry about and complain about who gets in office and what they do when they get in there. Secondly, the thing about prisoners, not at all. I don't think they should be voting while they're locked up. I just think that it just wait until you get out. You've been a model citizen, so now when you get out, we'll make an easier pathway for you to restore your rights so that you can vote. But while you're in prison, I don't think you should be voting at all. Another thing, who I'm voting for in this election, again, I normally in our local politics, very seldom did I stick a party line. I really vote for the person.
Right.
I live in District 8, so in my district, I'm voting for Tamika Gaines Holland. Opposed to Jacoby Pittman and a few other races. I'm kind of Tana Azuri. I got a thing about lifelong politicians. I call it a quirk or whatever it may be, but
right.
I think it's time for him to retire. That's my take on everything, and I'll hang up and let you guys
all right.
go.
Well, no, that's an honest Keith. We've had several emails this morning at WBOB.com and callers for the same exact reason that he just said. Keith just said. Yeah, he said, it wasn't like, oh, Tommy was HRO or Tommy. No, they said, hey, dude, you've been there for 50 years. I'm not saying he's been there for 150, excuse me. You've been there, and one caller didn't like the way he drove. But Keith is resonating and saying things that are resonating with a lot of voters out there that Missouri's been around forever. So we don't think Tommy should be around that long. All right, so that's an honest answer. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Okay, so why people in prison shouldn't vote? It's really simple. The idea of prison is that you've lost your right to participate in society as a whole. Mm. Voting is part of participation in society. So, no, I don't care if you're the Shawshank Redemption guy or a prison preacher or anything else. You serve your time, and then you get out, and if you've, you know, straightened out, fine, vote then. But while you're in prison, no, you've been removed from society for a reason, because you didn't see fit to fit in.
Okay, let me ask you this. Should those in prison be able to obtain and work for an education and get their GED? How about trying to get a college graduation to be a betterment for themselves?
Absolutely, and that's what prison focus should start to be, rather than simply incarceration and punishment. Prison should be part about much more concerned with rehabilitation and creating a situation where someone can come out of prison and go to work. I could tell you that I live by what I say, because I have hired felons in a hiring position before to give them a chance, and some of them worked out and some of them didn't, and the ones that did were great.
Did Roger work out for you? I'm just kidding, Roger. I'm just being a little joking there.
Uh-huh.
So, no. But here, okay, so Bruce, here's the thing. Let me go down. I know, maybe I'm mixing apples and oranges. We don't think they should have the right to vote. No, we shouldn't. Okay, fine. But we think it's okay for them to get a college degree in education.
Right.
Well, if we're going to teach them about civics, why don't we allow them to able to show their civics by voting?
Well, Bruce's point was that, you know, getting a college or even a high school education, that's not participating in society with everyone else. That's getting ready to when you're back in society. So I can understand the point he was making there.
Wait a second. Wouldn't voting allow that as well?
No, voting means you're actually an active member of the current society, the free society. Voting along with everyone else is not in jail.
Okay, I see the point. Let's go to Morgan. Okay, I like hearing these views. Let's go to Morgan. Morgan, good morning. What's going on? Hey, Morgan. All right, 831-0600, 19 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
If you're on the Buckman Bridge going north into Orange Park, there's been a crash there. You'll see it on the right, St. Johns County, 95 South. At State Road 207, there's a broken down car. And I-95 North at I-295, there's been an accident there this morning.
Jacksonville Power Sports is your home for Kawasaki, Sea-Doo, Can-Am, and Polaris. And right now is the time to buy. Take advantage of super low financing and rock bottom pricing on all motorcycles, personal watercraft, ATVs, and side-by-sides. For over 40 years, Jacksonville Power Sports has proudly served our community. Jacksonville Power Sports is located on Atlantic Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of 295. Check them out online at jacksonvillepowersports.com. That's jacksonvillepowersports.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Plenty of sunshine today and a high of 86. This evening will be partly cloudy. Our low drops to 62. Right now, 69 here at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9. Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Gas prices continue to drop in Florida as Memorial Day nears. Today, voters go to the polls in Jacksonville for city council runoff races. And polls show most Americans do not support allowing prisoners to vote.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
21 minutes after 8 a.m. This is an interesting story. We took a lot of calls in the 6 a.m. hour, and I want to bring this up right now. How many of you all have had just a rough time dealing with local code enforcement, planning and zoning regulations? You sit back and go, OMG, I've got, this is what your words are this morning, not mine, I've got Nazis in my neighborhood. The HOA, Homeowners Association. Wait till you hear this clip from Fox News affiliate 13 out of Southwest Florida in Dunedin, where city fines of a 69-year-old man who had his mom pass away trying to help her out is now being fined $500 a day because his grass grew a little bit higher and couldn't get the guy out there to cut the yard. Wait till you hear this clip.
In fact, that's Jim Ficken's story. According to Jim and his attorneys, while he was out of town last summer taking care of his late mother's estate, his grass grew and grew and grew. Jim says he did pay a friend to cut it, but that friend died unexpectedly, and the grass kept on growing. On the hook for $500 a day.
By the way, we're talking about grass you walk on, not the recreational type that some of you libertarians are out there and Democrats supporting. Just what some people are already asking, I believe it or not.
A fines. That went on for 57 days, totaling nearly 30 grand. Jim's retired and on a fixed income. He says he wasn't made aware of the fines until they were already out of control.
Now, remember, this guy had paid somebody to cut his yard. That individual died. He's having a rough time. His mom passed away. He was helping her out. And he says maybe just because the mail did not get sent to the right place. Who knows? And now they've racked him up in the city of Dunedin, $500 a day, totaling $30,000.
He says yesterday the city began moving towards foreclosure on his home. So he's fighting back, suing the city of Dunedin for what he calls abusive and excessive fines. You can imagine code enforcement wasn't too happy about that, so they started a running tally, $500 a day for about 2 months' time.
831-0600, 831-0600. If people cannot get their act together by cleaning up their property, whatever may have happened, why are we putting liens on their house? I think Roger, and I've covered this for years, I think Roger brings up a good point. If they're just going to be obstinate about it and have a major obstacle, knowing that they could do something about it, mm-hmm. why not just assess it on their taxes or put a lien on maybe their water bill?
Hire someone to do the lawn. Don't charge anything punitive, but what the normal market rate is for mowing a lawn, and then add that to their property taxes at the end of the year.
Let me ask you this. At 831-0600, are we overdoing this with all the code restrictions out there? Let me go a little bit further here. Should the city of Jacksonville, or whatever city you're listening to this show in this morning, should the city be in the business? Should the city be in the business of telling businesses through a land use environmental, regulation, that your bushes have to be a certain height, that you have, this is on your company. Now, let's say you own a Subway restaurant, which I've seen this happen, or a small restaurant, or a small business. You have to have a certain amount of trees and a certain type of trees on your property. By the way, for new homes being built here locally, should the city of Jacksonville and other counties out there tell your property that you have to have a certain amount of land use regulation? You've got to have a certain amount of trees. They got to be this height. You got to keep, you can't cut down an oak tree. Uh-oh, look out for that. Should we be in the business of telling people what they must have, or is there a common sense regulations out there? 831-0600. Let's go to Larry. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Great to hear you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, this is a sore spot. I don't like that either. It's unfortunate they have to do that to some elderly people. They're just trying to keep the roof over their head. You know, if I could do it, I would pave my yard and paint it green, but I don't think the neighbors would let me.
All right.
Yeah, that's all I got to
say. All right. I was looking for a little more in depth. That's fine with me. But you paint it green because of environmental things like that. So 831-0600. For the beautification of the city, people, for the collective good, should we have code enforcement come out and constantly be looking, hey, your bushes are a little too, your grass is over 10 inches. I mean, Homeowners Association, how many of y'all live in a HOA where that individual comes walking by with the ruler, their cell phone taking pictures, your grass a little too high, and by the time you get the notice, oh, they're already trying to, fine you. Are we overdoing it out there, or are we not doing enough? Do we need to have all of these regulations out there? I'd like to hear your take. What are the pros and cons of too much code regulations, too much code enforcement? Are they overdoing it? By the way, we covered a story a couple of years ago. Remember that one company had their big old flags out there, and they said it was an obstacle to people's view. Is it wrong? Can I ask this question? We all love, well, we should love the American flag. But if the homeowners association or the city comes out and has signed regulations dealing with flags saying that it is an obstacle to the view of people on the road, does that matter with any flag? Then why should it be different if it's a U.S. flag, Roger? That's my question. If you're trying not to block people's view, if you're not trying to block people's view, does it matter what flag it is then?
Probably shouldn't if, you know, visual obstruction is the issue.
Or am I right or wrong on that? 831-0600. Robert, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. My comment is I live in a gated community, and we have regulations there. And that's a contract you make. That's part of the club you join when you move into that neighborhood. And the reason why is because if you live in other neighborhoods, if you take a look at, like, Argyle Forest and what that looks like nowadays, you'll see why there's regulations. You can't count on people to maintain their property correctly. And it makes a difference on your property values and your quality of life generally. Now, I've got rental houses, and on the west side, I've got houses in Cedar Hills, and I'm constantly calling the city on people, for letting their properties deteriorate, running businesses out of their houses, having junk cars on their yard. Code enforcement is hardly harassing the general public. No, you know, if somebody's grass is high, it's real high. Now, you know, as far as it goes with finding a guy $500 a day, okay, I mean, that might be kind of excessive.
What kind of property, what kind of business are they running out of their house?
Well, you know, one of the ones that my most recent call, a guy's in the tree business, and he has a cage for his pit bull in the front yard. And then he has two trailers full of logs and branches and everything else. And junk cars are a real issue, too.
I mean, I got to run, Robert. I think a lot of people could resonate with you, especially the pit bull there. But let's say that a lawn service has a very pretty house, but they have their truck that says a lawn service in the trailer. I got people saying that should be a code violation right there. Really? Mm. I mean, folks, is this really going to drop the value of your property? Because I've covered this for years. I think some could be yes, but, well, we don't want that. We don't want that assessment added on to somebody's house because it may drop my property values. Well, what makes you say that? Do you have something from the property appraiser that says that? Are we overdoing it with the code restrictions? And do we need to have more environmental code restrictions out there? What's your take? Pros and cons. 831-0600. 831-0600. Talk Radio. WBOB.
Talk Radio. AM 600. 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Saudi Arabia says that one of its oil pipelines has been targeted by a drone attack. Today's report comes on the heels of yesterday's claim that some of its oil tankers were sabotaged in the Persian Gulf. Wall Street futures higher this morning following yesterday's big sell-off prompted by trade war fears. President Trump says right now he is undecided about slapping more tariffs on Chinese goods. The maker of the weed killer Roundup vows to appeal a $2 billion jury award to a California couple stricken with cancer. Four people killed, two others missing, following the mid-air collision of two sightseeing planes over southeast Alaska. On Wall Street this morning, futures are higher. Dow futures up 157 points. S&P futures better by 21. NASDAQ futures up 73 points ahead of this morning's opening bell. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning. 295 going north at the Buckman Bridge into Orange Park. There's a crash that involves a truck. 95 north at 295. There's another accident there. It's on the left side of the highway. Moderate backup there as we watch the traffic cams for you. And on the east beltway, 295 south at St. John's Bluff Road, there's an accident there, and it's on the left. Sunny skies today, a high of 86. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Right now, it's 69 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Today, voters go to the polls in Jacksonville for the city council races. Governor Ron DeSantis splits from his party and vetoes a bill dealing with local control. And several states pushing for more abortion restrictions may end up in the U.S. Supreme Court.
contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, I'm going to take some more calls here in a moment. By the way, this upcoming Saturday, Roger, at the Ramona Pavilion is the 27th annual First Coast Friends of the NRA. They're doing a big benefit for local schools. They do this. It's not a big bunch of speakers. It's going to be fun. I go to these things every year. They auction off guns and wait to see the list of guns. You go in a lot. I mean, folks, thousands of dollars in raffle tickets. I mean, it is all fun. Not going to be boring. It's just going to be, everyone's going to have some food, dinner, hanging out. It's like a big old barbecue. You know about that, man.
Hang out with Ed on the weekend.
Yeah. So my weekends are very precious. I try to hang out with nobody. Having said that, I've got some tickets to give away. These things are usually $60 to $100 per pop. And it's my money. Because why? We're sponsoring a table. I am from the radio station. And I just wanted to do something just to say thank you. Folks, I promise you. In fact, I'll tell you what. Just come sit, hang out with me. We'll be like the two old guys from the Muppets. We'll heckle everybody. You know, the one guy goes, hey, he ain't half bad. He goes, no, he's all bad. You know, like that. You know, goofy comments like that. But having said that, it's going to be this Saturday at the Ramona Pavilion. Otherwise, go to Facebook.com. Look for the First Coast Friends of the NRA. They got ticket information. But don't wait on me to give you the tickets. I only got a few to give away. If you email me, ed@wbob.com, again, there's not going to be some speakers. You don't have to give any money. It's just they got auction stuff going on. We're going to have a good time. If you want some tickets, I will pull some out of a jar, but you got to be there this Saturday at 5:30 at the Ramona Park, I guess the Ramona Pavilion out there. It's going to be inside. It's going to be great food. We're going to have great entertainment. It's going to be fun. Just email me, ed@wbob.com. Some of the big issues we have on the table this morning, local elections here in the city of Jacksonville. Are you voting straight party line? Are you voting for the Democrats? Why? Are you voting for the straight party for the Republicans? I'm really asking you why. Are you voting for one individual and you're not voting for the other individual? And why, or if you're not voting, why are you not voting? Are they not resonating with your views? As I say, are they not making your golf swing go straight? What is your take on the local city elections? And why, by the way, can I ask a question? Why are some of you voting straight party line? Are we just voting because, well, they have an R after their name? Or is it based on the issues? Some of you may not want for me to ask you that because some of you may not be prepared to answer that. Or are you? 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Are you splitting up your vote? Why are you not showing up at the polls today? I'd like to hear your take. Who are you voting for? The local city elections also. One of the big clips we played in Dundee, Florida. This has been a big story throughout the state. We've been covering it this morning. Took a lot of calls on it. Jim Ficken is 69 years old. His mother was passing away. Almost 60 days he had to go out of the state. Well, guess what? His grass was too high over the summer last year. He was a code breach. Guess what? Now he could become a repeat offender now. He wasn't before, from what we understand. But the bottom line is that he paid people to take care of his estate and her estate. Nope, they didn't cut it. Now the code enforcement's fined him $500 a day, now up to $30,000. They want to put a lien on his property. If people are not taken up because of their property and they need some help, but we got to get them moving forward, why would you want to put a lien on their property? Why not assess them maybe an extra couple dollars on their water bill?
Yeah.
Or their power bill? Well, not local power, but assessment on the fire fees assessment. Why are we doing that? And do we have too much code restrictions out there, folks? Or is it a much-needed balance? Let me ask this question. We have land use regulations that sit back and say, you own a business, and many municipalities here in Florida, you have to have a certain amount of bushes. They got to be kept this high. You got to have a certain amount of trees. They got to be these type of trees. And by the way, for some of you new developers out there, for homeowners, the homeowners need to have a certain amount of trees and a certain amount of environmental usage on their property, a certain oak tree or certain pine tree or whatever. Should we be telling businesses what they have to have, not as far as environmental usage, what type of tree should they have in their property? And why should new business homeowners, not business, but why should new homeowners, why should they be forced by land use regulations? Why should they be told, no, you've got to have certain trees on your property? What are the pros and cons to that? Some would say, hey, It's for a better use of the local municipality. It's for a better use of the local living arrangements. It's for the collective good. Is that a fair argument?
I do get the fact that if you've got waist-high grass, that's a problem, you know, because you got snakes growing
in there.
I agree,
but 10 inches is not waist-high grass.
But is there a way to deal with this as opposed to trying to be as punitive toward the homeowner as possible? Can you just hire maybe a team of people who are on contract with the city to do landscaping, if it gets to that level, charge them market value to cut their grass and assess it, like you said, to their water power bill or their property taxes?
Let me go, before we take some calls at 831-0600, 831-0600, let me ask this another question. If we're talking about code restrictions and code enforcement. In many a homeowners association, we've seen this story where the homeowner says, association, hey, you can't be flying a certain size flag. Well, hey, it's the American flag. Now, I'm going to stir up a hornet's nest here. If it's for because it obscures a certain view, if you're driving around and people can't see oncoming traffic, and they're doing it for, and I'm not saying you have to agree with it. I understand that. But if it's for the protection, does it matter if it's an American flag or not? If somebody can't see because of what may be coming on and around the corner, then what's the point if it's an American flag or a Confederate flag or a Union flag or a Jacksonville Jaguar flag?
Some poor kid walking home from school gets hit by a car because you're being patriotic.
Yeah. I'm just asking, do we make exceptions on that? I'd like to hear from you. What is your take on this and other ones within this realm of this question here? 831-0600. Let's go to line two. Let's start with Don. Don, good morning. What's going on?
All right, Dean. You done blew it for me this morning.
Uh-oh.
I'm a wild-eyed combat veteran, okay? I know how to use an automatic weapon. You see it happening every day all over this country right now. That's because people are being screwed over by the government. But let me tell you something. When you live in a house for 50 years and you make them payments, that pay is paid for. It belongs to the owners. It doesn't belong to the government.
Right.
I was born in Jacksonville. I don't live there no more. I don't want to live there no more because the place is corrupt as hell. But let me tell you something else. My mother's home was left over there for 7 years. Every week I went over there and took care of that property, and I mowed it and I cleaned it. I went back over there one day. Do you know what I found inside the house after they had the city of Jacksonville broke into it? There was this big sign placed in the window concerning this property. That property was kept clean. Ask the neighbors. But let me tell you something else. It's going to come to a head in this country within a short period of time because that debt is building up. And they don't want people to pay that bill. And the property has already been taken away. What do you think is going to happen, Mr. D? Tell me. Come on, tell me.
In what area? You mean if there's if we don't have enough money to pay the national debt?
Let me tell you something what's going to happen, D.
All right.
You're going to have people like me. I've had enough of cops trying to indict people on charges. They've even put me in jail. Coming out of Duval County to Clay County, put people in jail like me. I had to post a bond of $15,000 to get out of jail. If you think I'm mad as hell to say Jacksonville, I'm willing to pick up an automatic weapon right now and shoot you, him, them, and all the rest of them.
Oh, boy. You know, I was going to ask you why you went to jail, and then when you had to go down the road, I'm going to pick up my automatic weapon. You know what? Folks, listen, if he's angry, I understand I've covered this for years. I understand HOAs and you're not happy with the city. I mean, I was going to ask you, why did you get arrested? Of course, that could have been another 10 minutes how he was explaining it.
Right.
But when you come on the air and it's kind of like getting on Facebook and you start making, well, you know what? I'm going to go get my guns. And by the way, I own plenty of guns. I'm a concealed weapons permit holder. Okay.
You have a stockpile.
I don't say that. No. If I want more guns, I'll join the feds, okay? Because evidently they're all getting the guns, the IRS. But when you start coming on the air saying, I'm going to, well, am I wrong? Did I not hear them right? If they come back, I'm going to get my semi-automatic.
The line was breaking up a little bit, so I couldn't fully understand.
Yeah,
he's pretty mad guy, though.
I understand,
a combat veteran.
But I mean, if you don't like it, I'm just telling you, You're inviting the cops that listen to this show and other people that monitor it. Robert Mueller's probably listening to the show. But anyway, what I'm saying is that...
The Russians are. We know that.
You're inviting them to come make an excuse, folks, to come after you. I just, you know... Because then I get accused of allowing this type of stuff to come on the air. That way, you allow the hatred and people offering to take up arms. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to tell you, as a Second Amendment guy, you got to watch your speech, guys. That's all I'm saying. Got to watch your speech. Let's go to Peter. Hey, Peter, good morning.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, what do you think about these HOAs and things like that?
As a recent homeowner, I never thought of how big of a nightmare HOAs are, but they're really problematic, and I just think there's too much leniency that is given to them with what they can and cannot do, and it almost seems like they're just a small branch of government that is put together by a small group of people that kind of strong arms the locals into doing something that potentially can cost them a small fortune.
Peter, you just made an interesting point. For years when I would cover these issues, I was going to a county commission meeting or city council that got postponed for 2 hours. But guess what's over next door? The code enforcement's got their meetings going on. And believe it or not, you're actually running some interesting, the reason why people are getting fines. And you sit back and go, why are these people even in the poor black areas that they can't get a boat off their property because their dad left them there? They don't have enough money, but yet we want to target them out. I guess, I don't know, maybe to suffice budgets. I don't know. But Peter, you bring an interesting point. If you live in a small community, how in the world do they have the brains to come up with ideas that we're going to sit there and we decide, okay, it's going to be 8 inches for the grass or 12 inches? Or why did they come up with this decision with the Homeowners Association with this stupid, ridiculous regulation?
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, so the organization that runs our facility, we don't pay a lot, and thank goodness that we don't, because I want them to do even less. I feel that the less you pay, the less they should be a part of the community.
They don't have a budget.
They have like the yearly thing with how much money and where the money went.
Uh-huh.
And it's like $2,500 for Christmas lights on like 8 bushes in the front. And I'm appalled.
That's right.
They're paying $2,500.
That's a great point.
It's insane.
By the way, I got to tell you a real quick story. No one ever cares about my opinion. Let me tell you a quick story. 831-0600. Have you ever run into somebody, and it doesn't matter what party you are. I remember I lived years ago in an HOA, and the lady was a big liberal, knew who I was, didn't like, I mean, it was guilt by association. I purposely wanted to break the local code restrictions with the HOA just to be a pain in her neck. Just to purposely do it so she'd have to walk around, and then, of course, I would cut it the next day, and I would do it just to tick her off.
I thought you wanted to program content so you can talk about her on the air.
Yeah, that would give no. I don't want to give them any publicity. So.
The craziest thing that I saw on like the yearly summary thing was how much money they spent on postage for all the fines. It was more money that they earned. It was more money than they earned throughout the entire year.
Wow,
it was insane.
Insane.
Peter,
like, why bother? At that point, why bother?
Peter, what a great story. 831-0600. He says, "I'm ticked off because how much do you see they spend money on?" Postage and Christmas lights?
Certified letters and $2,500 on Christmas lights.
Like to hear from you. Got a few minutes left. 831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
And on 295 going north on the East Beltway at St. John's Bluff Road, there's a crash there. 95 north at Phillips Highway. Look out for another accident. 295 south at St. John's Bluff Road, a wreck. And if you're on I-10 headed toward town, you'll see backup beginning at Cassett.
City elections are not over. I'm Dean Black, chairman of the Republican Party of Duval County, reminding you to vote on Tuesday, May 14th. Everyone in Duval County can cast a ballot. It is imperative that Republicans win all three city council races to keep our city safe and prosperous and to set the stage for Donald Trump's victory in 2020. Republicans that do not vote elect Democrats. This message paid for and approved by the Republican Party of Duval County.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them. And that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reich Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reich Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to
get
lose.
Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024. Use promo code WBOB.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen since I started working here in 1980 is how we have to travel to the world markets to buy. There are a bunch of things that cause this, but the biggest has to do with Underwood's quality standard. For example, in diamonds, we have to see and gemologically evaluate a diamond to see if it'll fit inside our stringent quality standards. If we're at the market, whether it's in New York, Hong Kong, Africa, or India, we have the huge selections to pick from, and our standard will never be compromised. We get the prices we expect for Underwood quality. And as a result, we control our diamond stock instead of a diamond dealer just sending us what he wants us to have, and we're able to offer these beautiful, carefully selected diamonds that we're proud to put the Underwood name on. And they're available right now at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Lots of sunshine today. Our high will be 86 this evening, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Currently 69 at WBOB.
All right, let's squeeze in some more calls. Let's go to James. Hey, James, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Basically, I would say that the problem I have with the city ordinance and HOAs is the fact that they pick and choose what they want to enforce. I'd say either enforce it all or don't enforce anything.
Well, now that's an interesting take. I'm getting emails today at settled law. Government flags are allowed on biz locations. I didn't say they weren't allowed. There's been, what I'm saying is that they're talking about certain sizes, for example, like the Jaguars or the American flag. My question is, if we're going to sit back and say that we shouldn't have a certain size flag because it's going to obscure vision with oncoming traffic, it's going to be a safety issue, I'm just asking, well, does that mean any flag, depending if it's the American flag? And you say, no, it should be, if it's going to do it for one, it's got to do it for all, correct?
Correct, but when it comes to the flag and that issue, when have you ever seen a flag obstructing vision of traffic? I mean, it's usually posted in the center of the yard.
I'm with you on that.
House,
I know.
The building. I can't think of one scenario. The only scenario I can think of where people get offended is your triggered population that takes offense to anything and everything
and
else.
Flags are not at eye level. They're way up
that,
there.
I know. I'm not against it. I'm just saying if we're going to make this, are we too busy making some exemptions and things like that? Well, you can't have you can have the Jags flag, but you can have the American flag, which is fine with me, you know. I mean, I would be offended if somebody had a University of Florida flag. Well, hey, then where's my FSU? I kid. I'm joking. Let's go to David. David, good morning.
Morning, Ed. Go Noles, by the way. I didn't know you were a fan. But,
yeah, go Noles. By the way, you're national champ, Noles. Get that? Okay.
Yeah. So, quick comment about the plants and then dictating everything. What I know about it is you gotta replace with native Florida plants if they come in with some fast growing trees, whatever, they quickly overpopulate. And I know that's why they say you have to do specifically like live oaks or blackjack oaks or whatever. But regarding HOAs, so I lived in two different HOAs. First one was HOA Nazi, walked around the place every time and kept leaving me little nasty grams on my truck because my truck bumper extended about 6 inches into the sidewalk. which is not a violation of any of the rules in the HOA. But I kept getting these little nasty grams every day, and I finally caught her one day while she was leaving it. And she's like, well, you need to park your vehicle in your truck, in your garage. Like, right. Well, I cannot fit my truck in my garage. It, you know, it's like 8 inches too long.
Right.
It will not physically fit. It's like, well, you need a new vehicle then.
Wow.
I was like, well, ma'am, I have something for you to point out on your house. You know, those awnings that you have all over your house, those are against the violation of the HOA code, and I'm going to bring it up on the next board meeting. Never saw her again.
Wow. And, you know, part of the problem I have with HOAs is that the community tends to be very, very inactive and complacent about, you know, obviously the HOA is controlled by the votes of the homeowners. And if they don't get involved, then you have these groups like these people with an agenda to try to, you know, shut down this guy's truck, you know?
Yes.
The 8 inches of the driveway.
Yeah.
You ever noticed
so much apathy?
Have you ever noticed that you got bike paths in the HOA, but there's no kids that live there? But heaven for, and by the way, no one's walking on the bike path. But heaven forbid, your vehicle should be, I don't know, 6 inches in a bike path way.
Well, if they can't ride their bike around a 6-inch obstruction, why are they riding their bike on the sidewalk?
Well, yeah. And by the way, we have all these bike paths that no one seems to be riding anyway. I mean, he brings an interesting point. I've covered stories where if you owned a company truck, clean. I'm talking a homeowners association. The whole area is up the, and you got a clean truck that
because
says
of the logo on it.
That's right. Says Rogers Radio Service. Oh, it's against code violation. Oh, by the way, let's say that Roger had a boat and you could close the garage door, but it wouldn't close all the way down. It wasn't obscuring. Your truck was in it. It was not even an eyesore. You're against code violation. Oh my word! I think like one of the callers says, who comes up with these ideas? Is it for businesses? Because remember, if you got to have a certain amount of trees and a certain amount of things, it gives a lot of companies here to bid for that type of business out there. It's an incentive all the way. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On the East Beltway, 295, going south at St. John's Bluff Road, there's a crash. You'll see it on the left. 95 north at Phillips Highway, another accident. And 295 south at St. John's Bluff Road, look out for a crash on the highway.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
It's the second week in May, and this week, like many before and many yet to come, will consist of relentless Trump bashing by the media and their Democrat allies. Congressional Democrats are increasing their attacks against the president with subpoenas, claims of obstruction of justice, and other political nonsense. The president is increasing his tweets in response to all of this. But here's a suggestion. Stop allowing Democrats to set the agenda and start focusing more on your successes. The left can't match you on the economy, standing up to China, and sanctions against Iran. The left can't promote school choice for poor minorities trapped in failing government schools. They send their kids and grandkids to good schools, but won't allow others the same choice. Start raising this issue. Then, get people on stage who didn't have jobs during the Obama administration, but now have them. This would be a powerful image. Positive always overcomes negative, and the president has a lot of positives going for him. He should start promoting them now. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy. Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Lots of sunshine today, 86 degrees the high. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Right now, 69 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Do you want to squeeze in some more calls? By the way, if you guys want some, a lot of people asking for some tickets. I will see what I can do. It's who can smooch the best. Won't you offer me something in return? These are like $100 tickets I'm giving away.
Wow.
For the Friends of the NRA. It's just a benefit they do for schools, and it's going to be auction up a bunch of guns. It's going to be fun, man.
It's nice to be rich, too.
Anyway, so it's going to be, yes, I am part of the 1%. The 1% who wishes they were part of the 1%. Anyway, so we're going to have a lot of fun there coming up this Saturday, but you got to be there. If you don't show up, I'm going to H-O-A-U. That's what I'm going to do, Homeowners Association.
Take a $100 refundable deposit, and if they don't show up, you keep the money.
It's a tax write-off. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, good morning. What's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning. I want to make three quick points about HOAs in response. So first, I think we all need to remember that, you know, if you're considering, which it's your choice, to move into a neighborhood with an HOA, is to get those documents and through your realtor, find out or meet with somebody on the board before you purchase that home and understand what kind of community and HOA you're getting into, because they vary quite a bit. Now, I own property, have owned properties in several HOAs, and have been on the boards of HOAs. The largest problem that I would say with HOAs is, as your co-host said, people need to get involved with the HOA. Plus,
man, dude, I want to do an HOA on people's cell phones. I want to require, man. Now, I understand where he's coming from, so. But I got to get running, man. I got to get running. Guys, email me, ed@wbob.com. Thanks for the call, Bruce. ed@wbob.com. Thankful to God every day for the radio show, but I'm always thankful to all of you that tune in and listen. Very thankful. I never take you for granted. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Be sure to vote today.